The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Tuesday, October the 23rd, and we've got one very interesting topic today. Val Gurman is with us. Welcome to Radio Friends, Val. Central Missouri Astronomical Association, and if you're driving your car, we always tell you whenever Val is on, if you're driving your car, we'll try to paint a picture with words, but then you've got to go back to the internet. Go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, and then Radio Friends, and watch this segment because we've got beautiful pictures to show you also. Should we start right off with what you got picture-wise?
Let's go.
Okay. The first one that we have. So we paint a picture for the people that are listening.
Well, this is the International Space Station. It looks kind of like a picket fence because it's got these great big solar panels.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Though. Who took this picture? Because it looks like something else is above the space station, taking a photograph of it floating over the Earth.
Yes, this was made from the shuttle after it undocked in May of last year.
Okay. This is a beautiful picture. And you can see the solar panels, you see the space station, and our big, beautiful blue Earth below.
And yes, and tonight at 8 p.m., you go outside, look due north, you will see the ISS cruising by.
Tonight.
At
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock and Thursday night, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Look, due north, 8 o'clock.
And what are we going to see?
It'll be a brilliant moving star. The brightest star in the sky by far.
No mistaken whatsoever.
You will not mistake it.
Okay. So tonight, Tuesday, October 23rd, and you said Thursday night also?
Thursday night also.
The 25th.
25th,
okay.
8 p.m. both times.
All right. The next picture that we have.
We have a comet with the most unusual name. Most of the comets lately have been discovered by machines. They have names like Pan-STARRS. This one is called Comet Hergenreuther.
Comet Hergenreuther.
Hergenreuther.
Okay.
And we're going to be following this at Laws Observatory all through the fall into December.
Now, is this an actual picture of Comet Hergenreuther?
Hergenreuther, yes, made by a fellow in New York. We have not got a picture of this yet, but we are trying.
Okay, that's pretty impressive.
It's a nice-looking comet.
Yeah. The next one that we have.
And, well, what's going to happen about 5 weeks from now, this comet's going to go right over the Andromeda Galaxy.
Now, you're looking at this, I'm looking at this picture, and you really go to the web and watch this program, because this is fantastic, the Andromeda strain.
Oh, yeah.
How many stars are in there? It looks like a massive disk.
Like a giant disk. There are 110 billion stars, more or less.
In there. How much space between those stars?
An average of probably 3 to 5 light years between them.
I do hope, go to kbia.org, then click on talk shows and Radio Friends and look at that picture because it's mind-boggling.
My brother took that picture from Jeff City.
So you can see that exact image through a telescope?
Oh, yeah. Well, not exactly that. We can photograph it, though.
Okay. All right. The next one that you have?
This is a photograph taken by another gentleman from Jefferson City, Josh Hufford, and this is... You just aim the telescope up in the sky, and you can't believe what's up there. This is blank space in the constellation Pegasus, not too far from the Andromeda Galaxy,
now,
and there's this beautiful gas.
Well, the blue dots that we're looking at are what?
Those are stars. Those are young stars, and that pink is hydrogen gas.
It looks like Christmas lights put among angel hair.
It does. And actually, very holiday-esque type of an image.
Yeah, okay. The next one.
All right, now, we have the Leonid meteor shower coming up. This is a Leonid that I got 3 years ago. Leonids, November 17th, that evening. We're going to be observing them from our place up north of town. And Leonid should be a pretty good show this year.
Okay, November the 17th. You can see all of this with the naked eye, or if you come to the observatory, you'll be able to see a lot more.
Our observatory up north of town, you can call me, and I'll give you directions. Any dark side, actually, on November 17th, you'll see meteors.
Any way you look, as long as the sky is clear.
To the east, I would look to the east, primarily.
Okay, starting around 8 o'clock in the evening.
8 to 10 o'clock, they should start.
Okay, and it'll go all night long.
All night long.
All right. That's November 17th.
Now, meteors are sort of like farming. You don't know what you're going to get for certain.
Exactly. I remember earlier, I can't remember if it's this year or last year. Which one that comes in August, the meteor shower?
Perseids.
Perseid meteor shower. I was expecting to see a lot, brought lawn chairs out, ice cold milk, chocolate cake, and sat out in the middle of the field waiting from about 10 o'clock maybe till 10:30, a quarter to 11, and I didn't see that many. But the cake and milk was good.
Yeah, Perseids generally are later. This year, the Leonid should peak around before midnight.
Okay, well, that's good for
it's
me.
It's easy to say.
Yeah. Now, we've got a couple more pictures to show you.
Yes. Ah, now, mark your calendars. Next March, I have to promote this now because this could be huge. We have a possibility of a what's called a great comet. That is something that might be visible in daylight.
In daylight?
Yes, yes. I'll tell you what, that doesn't happen very often. This is next March from about the 12th to the 20th, looking west right after sunset. This might be one of the greatest comets of the last 100 years.
Is there any chance that it come very close to Earth?
Well, it is coming close to the Earth, but not real, real close.
Okay. That
pretty
reminds
close.
Me, if you're my age, that reminds me of the old Superman. Remember when the comet was coming to Earth, they were talking about the comet was going to strike the Earth, and Superman went up and deflected it?
That's right, of course.
Yeah. So, and it was something that you could see in the daytime, and you're saying you may be able to see this comet in daytime.
Right now, the predictions are that, yes, it will be visible immediately after sunset as a bright point of light above the sun.
Starting March 17th.
About March 12th.
March 12th. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And I think we got time for maybe one more.
Sure thing. Rockbridge Planetarium will be open to the public for two really great new shows, November 10th, 2 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Now, what are you going to show? Oh, shows.
Yeah.
Shows.
The images of the new planet show. It's got all kinds of really interesting images from the planets.
What about the planet that was recently discovered that is a diamond planet?
There is a planet. It's called a super-Earth type planet. Twice as big as the Earth, and about one-third of its mass is diamond, they think.
Is that, we have a picture of that?
Yes.
Is that the diamond?
It's kind of the spectrographic analysis says it's got a blue surface slightly, but underneath there is a layer of diamond.
Diamond, and it's twice the size of the Earth, and the entire surface is covered by diamonds.
Well, it's
30 miles deep, you said?
I think the estimate is like 50 miles below the surface, you've got a 100-mile thick layer of diamond.
Okay, yeah.
Somebody's
making plans for that.
Let's go.
So if you want more information, we're out of time. Well, how can they get in touch with you, Val?
573-445-0049.
Okay, Val Gurman, Central Missouri Astronomical Association. It's always a pleasure. And then tonight, you go out and look for the International Space Station.
Absolutely. 8 p.m. sharp.
All right.
North.
We got it. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Watch this program, KBIA.org. Click on Talk Shows, then Radio Friends. See some great pictures. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.